Right, Thomas. I'll try and get you cleaned up a bit.
Yeah. I'm a bit
digger.
No, a digger.
Digger?
Yeah. Mess up. I did up.
Shall we take it through here?
Yes. Please.
Yes, please. There you are, it's your bicycle, isn't it?
Yeah, up.
Big high up, because I lifted it in the air, big high up.
No, in the kitchen. But in the kitchen.
You want it in the kitchen?
Yeah. But in
there. Back in there. There you are, just be careful because you're going to hurt your feet, Thomas.
Yeah. Mm. Cody's food.
Cody's food?
Mm. I got a floor.
It's on the floor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll pick it up and then it's one thing less for you to ride into.
Good noise.
Where have you been this afternoon?
Ben's party.
It wasn't Ben's party. Ben was there, but it wasn't Ben's party.
No.
Whose party was it?
Ben.
Caitlin's party.
Yeah.
She was three.
Two. By Thomas 2.
Yes, Thomas is 2, but Caitlin was 3. And Ben was there, he's 3.
Yeah.
And who else was there? Lauren?
Yes.
And Jenny?
Yeah.
And Isabel?
He's coming.
And Sonia?
That's it.
There was only you and Ben there, two little boys, all the rest were girls. No kiss. Oh, no, but that's because we came back in Sonia's car. And you were very, very tired because you've not had a sleep today.
No kiss.
And you couldn't kiss Isabel because she'd gone to sleep. And Sonia wanted to give you a kiss. And you wouldn't let her because you were in a bad mood because you were so tired.
Oh, yes. Ben's
party. Well, it wasn't Ben's party, but Ben was there.
Yeah.
It's the same place that we went to for Ben's party, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We start off at the park.
Yeah.
On the slide and the swing and the roundabout.
Yeah.
Don't say yes, say yes with yes S on the end. That's better. And then we go to the restaurant and they set up a big table.
Yeah.
And what did you eat? Sausages?
Sausages.
And sausage rolls?
Yeah.
Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Crisps?
Yes.
Pizza?
Pizza.
And chicken nuggets?
Get
and chips.
Chips.
And you had a drink of orange juice.
Yeah.
And some of Mummy's lemonade.
Yeah. Straw!
With a straw, that's right.
Wait, it was fizzy.
It was fizzy, wasn't it? And then we had jelly and ice cream and cakes and marshmallows. And then they brought in a beautiful Teletubby cake, didn't they?
Yeah.
And what do we sing? Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Caitlin, happy birthday to you. That's right, you clapped. And what did they do today at the end? They said, hip hip hooray.
Run away.
That's right. And we gave her a jigsaw puzzle, didn't we, for her birthday, and a nice card.
Yeah.
And then we went outside and ran around in the park.
Mm.
And you found a huge dirty puddle to jump up and down in. Yes!
Cheeky.
You are cheeky, you might be
laughing.
You kept falling down, didn't you? Oh, you're showing me how you fell down. But the thing is now, Thomas, your dungarees, which Mummy beautifully washed and pressed, are absolutely filthy. Your shoes are filthy, your socks are filthy.
What?
So look, I've got a bowl of water here. I want you to wash your feet.
Yeah.
Please, may I wash your feet?
A titty.
You're cheeky, aren't you?
No, a titty.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Oh, dirty, all right.
Yeah.
Mm. How about...
titty, yeah.
How about we sit you on your chair?
Yeah.
On there? I'll put your feet in the bowl. Be careful you don't fall off. Whoops, Daisy. Oh. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? You're going to fall off that chair, Tommy Tiddlemouth. Sit properly.
Yeah.
Sitting there nicely.
Yeah.
There we are. Let's roll your trouser legs up.
And then the beads.
Pardon?
The beads.
Beads? Oh, yes, you were playing with some wooden beads, weren't you, in the restaurant? They had some wooden beads like they have in the doctor's waiting room. I can't think what they're called, but it's a table.
Beads.
With wire. And lots of beads, and you have to push the beads round the wire frame, don't you? And what did you do when we got to the party? You went with Lynn, Ben and Charlotte's mummy, and you went to feed the ducks, didn't you, with some crusts from bread. Do you remember? Oh, that's a good boy, holding at your trouser. And we've had such a busy day because we started off this morning by having breakfast, and Daddy took us to play group at Fielding Park. Do you remember playing there? You played with all those children. You were playing with the pretend birthday cake and candles this morning, weren't you, cutting the cake up into slices? And then Daddy picked us up, we came home, had lunch, and Mummy tried to get you to have a little sleep, but you weren't having it, were you? And we spoke to Demetra on the telephone. And then we got changed and went to the party. And here we are, with a little boy with very dirty legs and feet. And we need to change your nappy now, don't we?
Ooh, what's this?
That's soap. We need to wash your hands in a minute, don't we?
Yeah.
That's right, you rinse your hands. Let's put some soap on. Rub your hands together, please. Rub your hands together before you wet them.
That's fine.
That's right. Oh, look at all those suds and bubbles.
Oh, bubbles.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Because you got filthy rolling down that grass slope, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a lovely time playing with all those girls?
But the other tractor.
That's right. Yes, you saw a big digger and a big tractor while we were there. And a lot of aeroplanes going overhead, weren't there?
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing aeroplanes.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's just rinse this hand.
Come here.
And you come home from the party.
Oh, no, I'm there.
There's nothing there, no. The dish is empty, isn't it? It's the dish that Mummy keeps the liquid soap in, and the sponge.
It is.
Here it is.
Oh.
That's it, pop it back in there. Let's try your hands. And I think after we've changed your nappy, we can have some tea.
Yeah.
I know you've been eating at the party, but you might like something else to eat. And then we've got to go out because... No, not to playgroup. No, no, it's tea time. We've got to go to see Joe because Mummy's done the silly thing and she's got a telephone number written on the calendar. And the calendar's fallen down the back of the fridge. I can't get to it. And her telephone number's not in the phone book, so we're going to have to walk round, aren't we? Let's put this on the floor. We're going to have to walk round to her house to see her. Sit down there, darling. That's a good boy. We'll dry your legs and feet. How's that?
Yeah.
Why do you say yeah and not yes?
No, yes.
Because you're cheeky. Oh, that's why. Oh, what else were you playing with this morning at playgroup? What was the musical instrument you found? A
man.
A man?
Yeah.
It was a recorder.
No, okay.
And didn't you make a row blowing it? What did it sound like?
A mole.
What did it sound like?
Mole.
It sounded noisy. Oh, are you giving them a big hug? Your nap is fallen off, hasn't it? Is that with all the running around? It's just fallen off, too. Do you?
Let's go. No, fell off.
The nappy fell off?
Yeah.
There you go. So lie down so we put your nappy back on, Tom.
No change?
No. Oh, when we were at the restaurant this afternoon, you kept asking me to change you because you wanted to
go
to
nappy off!
Nappy off?
Yeah.
Yes, your nappy's off now, isn't it?
Me bad.
No, you're not having a big splash, Thomas. You're just going to put a nappy on me. Oh, no. No, just lie there. Look, have a look at the party bag while you're lying there. Look, what did you get in the party bag? You got some bubbles.
Yeah.
And a long yellow balloon.
And broken now.
What's broken now?
No, the balloon broke.
No, the balloon's not broken. We haven't blown it up yet.
No. Broken now.
No, it's not broken. We need to blow it up, Thomas.
Yeah.
You got some bubbles and a yellow balloon and a piece of cake. And a fizzy sweet, and a little Mars bar, and some jelly sweets, all different flavours and shapes.
Watch things.
Watch things. Right, you stand still. Don't move, and I'll get them. Tom, don't move from four. What are they? Not seen those before, have you? Oh, he's a big boy.
No. Hate it.
What do you think they are?
Hmm.
Don't bite the paper, Thomas.
Bite it?
Oh no, don't eat the plastic bag. Whoops, there's the telephone, just a second. Hello? No, he's out tonight. Can I ring you back in a minute? Bye-bye.
Yeah?
Right, just a minute, it wasn't.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello, Thomas. That was Grandma on the phone, wasn't it?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, thank you.
Two monies.
Oh, are you playing with the sweets?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you think you've been to the shop?
Yes. The money is paid for it. The money.
You're paying for it with some money?
Yeah. And then this pair of it. You want money.
Here you are. Shall I pay for it?
Yeah.
Well, here you are. Here's a pound. Will that do?
Yeah.
Am I going to get any change?
Nope.
No? Oh, that's very expensive. Let's just put your nappy on, darling. Please.
No.
Go on, because we were trying to do that before Grandma found it, weren't we?
No. Pay for it.
Yeah, well, you can lie down and pay for your shopping. You be busy paying for your shopping and counting out your money whilst I'm changing your nappy.
Pay for it.
Yes, we'll pay for it, don't worry.
Not for me.
Don't worry. Did you just say don't worry?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, we bought a bottle of baby lotion.
Yeah.
And some sweeties.
Yeah.
Right, and shall we pay for it?
Yeah.
And what do you say when you're in the shop?
Yes, please. Tell much bye.
Yes, please. Tell much bye bye.
Yeah.
Look, Thomas, as soon as we... No, listen, as soon as we got the nappy on, we'll do some more shopping.
You want to pay for
it? Yeah, you can still pay for it when you're lying down. Listen, how many people have you seen shopping in the supermarket without nappies on? Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. What else do you do when you go into a shop? You say, hello, please may I have this? How much is it? There you are. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your pants.
No, don't take the lid off the baby lotion, otherwise it will fall out, won't it?
The mushroom and the minnow. The much.
Let's quickly put your nappy on.
And
then we'll pay for that shopping. I'm glad that you're so worried about paying for shopping when you're in a shop. You've always got to remember to pay for it, haven't you?
Yes? Yeah.
Big high up?
Yeah.
What's big high up? The window's a big high up.
Yeah.
Oh, over the past couple of days, everything's been big high up to you, hasn't it?
So much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
No, I made some money. Bye-bye. Well, Mummy.
Oh, thank you. Have you just bought this at the shop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Paid for it.
Yes.
For money.
We've paid for it with some money.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very nice.
Yeah, some money.
Here's some money.
Yeah. So much. Bye-bye. Here on, Mummy. Here on, Mummy.
Thank you, Thomas.
Here we are.
Once we've got you dressed, I think we'll go.
Here we are.
And we'll get some toy money, shall we?
Yeah.
Because we got some toy money the other day, didn't we?
What's this?
That's a bag of sweeties that you got at the party today. And it looks like some of them are in the shape of teddy bears.
Yeah.
One looks like it's a ring.
Yeah.
And one looks like it's a fried egg.
Yeah.
Can you see the egg with the yellow yolk and the white outside?
Nah. Pay for it.
Pay for it. Yes, we better pay for it, haven't we?
Pay for it.
Pay for it. Once we've got these on, we'll open the sweets. We're not going to eat them now, Thomas, because it's too near tea time.
Yeah.
But we'll open them and see what's in the bag, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes?
Pay for it.
Yes, we'll pay for it.
Nope.
Oh, let's put some red shoes on. Nice red slippers.
How much?
I think when we go around to Joe's house later, you either have to wear Wellingtons or sandals. We can't take you out in your slippers.
Cheeky.
It was more than cheeky. It was a little devil thing to do. You're a little devil, aren't you, it's Thomas? It's Thomas a little devil?
Yeah.
Right, stand still now.
Okay.
We'll open it, yeah.
Cheeky, Mummy. Paper.
Right. Are you going to sit in your chair?
No, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you look really nice. Now you've got red shorts on.
Yeah.
It was only your dungarees we had to change. We'll keep the same t-shirt on.
Me.
Are you rattling the bed?
Open it, please.
Open it, please.
Yes, yes, please. I pay for it. Pay for it.
Yes. Now, what's in the bag?
Sweeties.
Sweeties.
What got here there?
What got here there?
Yeah.
Look, those are. There are four fried eggs. And look at all these little jelly teddy bears.
What's this? A green one.
Two green ones, two red ones, a yellow one, and an orange one. And look at that ring. Will that ring go on your finger? Oh, look. Oh, that's nice.
Mummy's ring. Mummy's ring on.
Mummy's got a ring on.
Dad's ring on.
And Thomas has got a ring on. Your ring has a green diamond there, a green stone. That's called an emerald.
Look, green one.
Right, I'm just going to let Purdy in because she's at the door, Thomas.
Yeah.
You showing Purdy your ring?
Yeah.
I'll open the door and then you can tell her. I'm just wondering how Purdy's got outside because the door's locked. I don't think we've unlocked it.
Yeah.
Oh, is Purdy interested in your ring?
Yeah.
Oh, she's crying, listen.
Two red ones.
Right, shall we put the others back in the bag?
No. No.
You can't eat them all, can you?
What's this? What? Two red ones.
Two red teddy bears. Two red jelly teddy bears.
From the ring.
Right, shall we put the ring back in there with the eggs?
No.
No? Is the bag empty now?
Listen, Mama.
Thomas, ring, you've put the ring back on your finger all on your own.
Mummy's ring on.
Yes, Mummy doesn't take her rings off. She leaves them on all the time. Daddy bought Mummy these rings.
Yellow one.
What's this?
It's an orange one. Yellow.
Taste it.
What's it? Challenge.
Is it nice?
Challenge one.
An orange one? Now tell you what, Thomas, it's pasta for tea, so while you're sitting in your chair,
sit down, Mama.
I think I shall get some pasta ready for tea. Because you can't eat sweeties, can you?
No.
Birdie's eating all that food, look.
Big tummy, a big tummy.
Yeah, she will have a big tummy, won't she?
Yeah.
It's all gone into her tummy. There you are, there's some pasta.
Yeah. No, sir.
There's pasta.
Yeah.
Now let's put these away and we'll have them after tea. That's right, jelly's back in the bag and the ring and the eggs. That's right. It's stuck to your finger, isn't it?
Oh, finger.
Let's just wipe your hands again.
The sofa.
What about the sofa?
The sofa.
Oh, I can't tell what you're saying, Thomas. It sounded like you were saying something about the sofa, but...
The sofa.
It's over.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what you're saying, I'm sorry.
Get a water! Oh, no.
Whatever it is, it's making you laugh, but I don't know what you're saying.
Get over.
Pardon?
Get over. Oh, I put it in. The pasta,
Yes, it's pasta. Pasta. And you put it on the fork, haven't you?
Part of one, too.
Oh, has if you dropped it on the floor?
Mm.
I don't know what's happened to your drink of juice, Thomas. I'll have to go and find it.
It's orange.
Orange juice?
Yes, please.
It might actually be in the car, Thomas.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's here.
Not here.
Here it is, look.
It's orange. That's what
I want. Is that what you want?
No, it's orange. Orange one.
Is this an orange one?
Yeah. Another one.
Oh dear.
And there.
What, darling? Your yellow helmet?
No.
What, darling? The sweeties?
Yes.
Well, I thought we'd put the sweeties away till after tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had, hadn't we?
Ring on. Ring on.
Oh, you want the ring on? Thomas, what's the matter? What's the matter, sweetie?
Ring on.
Where's the ring? You just dropped the ring. We put it in the bag, didn't we?
No.
It's here. You dropped it on the floor. Here you are. Put the ring on. There you are.
Sweeties.
Well, you don't need the sweeties, Thomas. You're getting your tea.
The ring on. What's the ring on? The ring on.
That's right. You've got the ring on.
What's the ring on?
Now, we can't watch Pippin on the video now. You're busy having tea, aren't you?
Yeah.
The pasta's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. The pot on it. What's this?
It's an egg.
No, a new one.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
Good. You've got a piece of birthday cake to eat as well.
Yeah. Hello?
You didn't really eat an awful lot at the party, did you? You had a little bit of most things that were there, but you didn't eat a lot.
Okay, yeah. What's Wayne Nettle? Wayne Nettle? I don't know. I don't know.
All done now. You can't eat the ring or you won't be able to wear it, will you? Oh, don't forget to eat pasta as well.
Yeah.
Will you?
My paper. But paper.
Paper?
No.
What paper?
Why now?
You want to put them away? There we are, they're sticky now, aren't they?
Sticky now.
That's right, now you've been holding jelly. It's
sticky.
Sticky, hasn't it? I think Mummy's going to have some pasta.
No.
Because Daddy's gone out for a meal tonight, hasn't he?
No.
He's gone out with Michael. He's gone out with Michael.
I don't know. I don't the ring.
Hold on the ring?
Yeah.
Yes, we put it away, didn't we?
On the ring. Stop it.
I'm going to peel an apple as well, Thomas. I know you're still eating pasta, but if I peel it now and you want to eat it.
No.
You say no cheese? I wasn't getting cheese. I was going into the fridge, but I wasn't going for cheese.
No food.
No food?
No food.
You're probably full, aren't you, from this afternoon?
No food.
Oh, right. Not even the pasta?
No food. No food.
No food.
No food. No bowl, no food.
No food, no spoon, no fork. What about an apple? A bite of the apple?
No.
What's the matter, sweetheart? I can't tell what you're saying. I think you've just got so tired, haven't you?
Big peel? Yeah.
Anyway, what's a healthy apple peel?
Juicy.
Is it juicy?
Maybe one down the floor.
Oh, you dropped a tiny piece of peel on the floor. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe
one on the floor. Okay, but you're holding the big piece of apple peel, aren't you? What's happening tomorrow morning, Thomas?
The tape's doing there.
Yes, we're doing a tape. Dimitra is supposed to be coming in the morning.
Yeah.
But we've asked her if she can hold on till the afternoon because in the morning we've got a man coming with a brand new cooker.
Hmm. No peel, no peel, no peel.
You don't want peel. And when the man comes with a cooker, he's got to take the old one away.
Yeah.
And bring us a new one.
It's hot.
It's hot. It will be very hot. It'll be even hotter than this one, Thomas, because it'll be new and it'll work properly. So you've got to be very, very careful.
Smash.
Yes, big smash.
Lid off.
Lid off?
Mm.
Well, I don't quite know what you're saying now, but...
Lid off. A mash.
Mm. Yeah. You're saying lid off and smash, but listen to us, it really will burn. So you mustn't touch it. Only Mummy and Daddy can touch it. You mustn't touch it because it's hot, that's right. And even though Mummy and Daddy are touching it, we've got to be very careful. We've got to wear oven gloves. Keep our wits about us.
Yeah.
Because it'll burn, won't it?
A little lid mash. Lid. Only cheese on.
We're going to see. Yes, cheese on. I'm putting some cheese on, mate. And we're going to see Joe and Becky tomorrow morning, aren't we?
Doctor.
Because I think it's better if you're out
we'll
of the way.
We'll catch the doctor.
The doctor? Sotty. Oh, we've got now. Oh, Joe's dog, Sotty. I'm sorry. Yes, well, tomorrow we're going to go and see Joe and Becky and we'll see Sotty. Because I think it's as well if you're out of the house when the man fits the cooker, don't you?
It's hot.
Because it'll be hot. And then in the afternoon, Dimitri's coming to see you. You know, do you?
Go, Sotty.
Hello, Sotty. You'll have to tell Sotty that our cooker's hot. You can't have Sotty touching it, can we?
No.
That would never do.
It's Sotty.
Tom's got a cough.
No, I've done a cough.
Well done now, cough. You've finished coughing, have you? I can hear you crunching on that apple.
Purdy's crunching.
Purdy's crunching? I don't know where Purdy's gone.
But Paz. No, that's dead.
No, we can't go outside.
Raining.
Well, it's not raining now, but it has been raining. In fact, the sun's shining now. It's beautiful.
A bit of rain.
It was raining this morning when we went to playgroup, wasn't it?
Mm.
We had to have our coats on. When you woke up this morning, I think you must have been cold because you said you talked about the coat on the back of the door. And I think that must have been your dressing gown on the back of your bedroom door. And if you were asking for your dressing gown on, it must have been cold when you woke up. Did you get into bed with Mummy and Daddy?
Mm-hmm. Green one, green.
The green one? Is our bedroom green, Mummy and Daddy's bedroom?
Mm.
The wallpaper's green, isn't it? And so are the curtains.
Mm-hmm. Sleep.
We were asleep, weren't we, when you came into our bedroom? I bet you want to go to sleep now, don't you? I bet you're a tired boy.
Mudia.
Well, you're talking about a digger, because I can hear you saying dig, 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 but you sounded like you were talking about a computer before.
Yeah.
Daddy's computer's in Mummy and Daddy's bedroom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Making the place look untidy.
Watch Poem.
Watch Poem, yes, that's right. You were watching the Teletubbies on Daddy's computer, weren't you, on his CD-ROM?
Train going to the bridge.
That's right, and there was a picture of a train going over a bridge.
Blue ones and red ones. Yeah.
What else did you see on the computer?
Which Pippin?
No, you can't see Pippin on Daddy's computer. You can watch Pippin on the television, but not on the computer.
Silly things?
You've got a green Shirley teddy bear stuck to the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
Stuck to the bottom of your slipper, isn't it?
Yeah.
You must have dropped it on the floor. I'm looking.
And it's adopted. No.
Is it stuck?
Yeah.
Stuck on your slipper bottom?
Oh.
Oh, you've taken it off well then. Would you like a sandwich?
No.
What about some more pasta?
No.
Say no, thank you.
No.
We didn't see Rachel and Jonathan at the party this afternoon, did we? Because they were on holiday.
Not at playgroup.
They weren't at playgroup either.
No.
And today was the last time we can go to that playgroup until Easter. Easter is about the time of your birthday.
Mm.
March, April time.
No, don't get popped.
We're going to Stockport tomorrow morning, yes?
Big high up.
Big high up?
Yeah.
What are you talking about being big high up when you go to Stockport?
Oh, yes.
When you go to Stockport, you can see the bridge very high up, can't you? And you can see trains going across the top of the bridge. Ooh, that's a big noise. Is that the noise that the trains make when they're going over? Oh, look who's outside now.
Phoenix.
It's Phoenix. Linda and Brian's black and white cat. Who else has a black and white cat?
Brown.
No, who has a black and white cat?
Brown.
And it's called Jess.
Jess with a nose.
Jess with a big nose. You've got a pussy cat called Jess.
Hmm?
A toy one. It sleeps in your cot. And who does it belong to?
Nose.
Big nose. How about Postman Pat? Postman Pat and his black and white cat.
A big nose on.
A big nose on?
Mm.
What colour is Jess's nose?
Black.
Black. If Jess is black and white but her nose is pink.
So it's pink.
Pink nose.
Felix dog.
Well, Felix looks like he might have jumped over the fence back to Linda and Brian's house. He was outside a moment ago and now he's gone, hasn't he?
Mama, he's gone in the big trees.
Has he gone in the big trees?
Yeah.
Oh, he's walking to the bottom of the garden. Can you see? He's gone behind your swing. He's stalking. That's called stalking when pussycats walk very slowly like that. Where's he gone under the slide? Yes, here he is. He's plodding round, isn't he? He's having a good walk round the garden.
Right.
He's inspecting the tree.
I hope he's not going to start pulling leaves off the trees, Thomas.
No.
That would never do, would it?
It's crunchy.
Crunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he's thinking? The leaves are nice and crunchy. I think he's just rubbing his chin on the tree branch, isn't he? He's rubbing his chin on the branch of the tree.
Water. Oh, listen, 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 listen.
No. Well done now, has he moved away? Yes, he's gone again, hasn't he? Well done, Felix.
Well done, Jess.
Well done, Jess. He does look like Jess, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And my mummy and daddy, your grandma and granddad and your cat, black and white cat, don't they?
But
mine.
But mine,
come on. Oh, it's the telephone again.
So.
I think it's Joe.
No.
Just
Sonia and Isabel.
We don't know who it was on the phone because twice now somebody's phoned and when the answer machine's cut in, they've hung up. They obviously don't want to leave a message on the answer machine.
Mobile phone.
No, that's Daddy's mobile phone. Daddy would be cross, wouldn't he?
Mobile.
Would you like your phone?
Yes, a toy phone.
Your toy phone. Okay. We'll get your toy phone, and you can have a chat to some people.
People.
I keep wondering whether it's Daddy phoning us.
Linda.
Linda and Brian, are you going to phone Linda and Brian?
Linda and Linda.
I keep thinking perhaps is Daddy trying to ring us, but I think he would leave a message.
Linda and Linda. Linda and Linda. Bye.
What were you telling Linda and Brian that you were going to Stockport?
Yeah, bye bye.
Oh, you're giving the phone a kiss. That's nice.
Linda Ryan.
Would you like a piece of birthday cake?
No.
Hello, Linda and Grandma and Grandad.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Linda Ryan. Broken.
No, I don't think it's broken, Thomas. You can press the buttons on your toy phone, can't you?
There's a bell on it.
There's a bell on it, that's right.
A bear.
Oh, I see, not a bell, there's a picture of a bear. It is a bell, but when you pop it up, a picture of a bear appears, doesn't it?
A bell. Hello.
Who are you talking to this time, Thomas?
Linda and Brian.
Linda and Brian, and what are you going to tell them?
Stockport.
Stockport, are you going to tell them that you've been to a party this afternoon?
Party, no. Yes. Bye-bye.
Don't ring them again, Thomas, and tell them that you've been to a party in the park.
The park.
And tell them who you've been playing with.
The tractor. The tractor coming.
There was a big tractor, wasn't there, in the park?
Yeah. That's a pack of dishes and pizzas.
And tell them what you had to eat at the party.
And I crunched two Smarties.
You crunched two Smarties? I don't think there were any Smarties at the party, were there?
The red group. Hello.
You went to the playgroup this morning and you had blackcurrant juice and toast and some biscuits.
Yeah, red group. You're a chicken. Red group.
You're talking about playgroup?
No. Not that part. I just took the tea.
Pardon?
Church, but the tea.
Something about church, it sounds like you're saying church and a cup of tea.
Yeah. Coffee.
And coffee?
Yeah. But we're leaving about please.
Pardon?
Milk, please.
Milk.
Yeah.
You say milk, please.
Yeah.
You had two very, very milky cups of tea last night, didn't you, when Grandma and Grandad were here? Mummy got your plastic cup and she poured a tiny, tiny spot of tea into it and then filled the rest up with milk. And you sat and had a cup of tea when we had our cup of tea.
Nice.
Is it nice?
Jack.
Does the apple taste good? Are you going to have a piece of birthday cake? To wish Kate then a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Who's Jean Sykes?
My dad. Is that the piece of the telephone that you're talking to? I don't know.
It's called a handset, Thomas.
Yeah.
You're talking to the bottom piece and you listen with the top, don't you? Are you going to phone your friend Jake?
Not Jake Jimmy, no.
Jake Jimmy, no. You don't fancy talking to Jake Jimmy tonight. You could phone him up and see if he's coming out to play later on in the week. Or there's your other friend, Jake. You could ring Jake and his sister, Jake and Georgia, his sister Georgia. You could ring them and see if they're coming out to play.
No telephone.
No, you don't want to play with the telephone anymore.
Mummy,
talk. I'm going to ring Daddy. Hello, Daddy. Yes, we've been to the party. We've had a lovely time. Yes, Thomas was a very good boy. But he's a little bit tired now. He's still finishing his tea. And then we're going to go to Joe's house. And then I think it's time to put him in the bath. Give him a drink of milk, brush his teeth and put him to bed. Yes, I will. I'll give him your love. In fact, I'll put him on tea and then he can have a word. Bye-bye, Daddy. Thomas, it's Daddy for you. He wants to talk to you.
Is it Luke? Yes. Yes, Daddy. Brennan. Yes, Red Luke. Bye-bye, Daddy.
Do you love Daddy? Thomas, love his daddy.
Nice daddy.
Nice daddy. He's a nice daddy, isn't he?
Yeah. Big kiss.
Big kiss?
Yeah. Big kiss.
Do you give daddy a big kiss or does daddy give you a big kiss?
No food.
No food. You've had enough. Would you like a drink?
No.
Oh, the washing up bowl, no, you can't have that, Thomas.
No, washing down.
Washing down, okay, well, I think it's probably time that you had your face and hands wiped, don't you?
long as you've had enough to eat.
Look at the tea. What's this one?